This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. It's the rainiest time of the year in interior Alaska, and that's evident in history as Fairbanks' worst ever flood occurred in August 1967, inspiring construction of the Moose Creek Dam and water impoundment area in North Pole. Rick, how useful has that facility proven in protecting the urbanized areas of Fairbanks and North Pole?
So the Moose Creek Dam has been operated about 24 times. Normally, it just sits there and doesn't impound any water. It's only there to keep the highest waters from flooding North Pole and Fairbanks. And most recently operated in 2016, late July and August is the most common time for the Moose Creek Dam to be operated. But the biggest flows have been, not surprisingly, following winters with very heavy snowpack. And then in 1992, not just heavy snowpack, but then rain as well in May. And that was the one time that the waters backed up from the Moose Creek Dam and actually flowed into the Tanana River.
And that is a lot of water, right? I mean, it's not a basin you can really look at all in one piece.
It's a lot of water, and of course, where the dam is above the mouth of the Little Chena, and it is important to remember, if we were to have a repeat of the rainfall of 1967, there was actually enough water coming down the Little Chena, it would still flood in downtown Fairbanks.
Well, let's hope that doesn't play out. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.